EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
Easy to understand in Germany. Overview and legal situation. This is Unit 2, Easy to Understand Language, in short E2U, Element 2, Legislation, Standards and Guidelines. Video lecture, Easy to Understand Language in Germany. Overview and legal situation. My name is Christiane Maas from the University of Hildesheim. We give an overview on the situation of Easy to Understand Language in Germany in two video lectures. In this first video, we will give an overview about the German concept of Easy to Understand Language. We will give insight into the fields where Easy to Understand Language is already used and where more easy language material is needed. This video will end with an overview on important legal milestones. The second video is on the German research situation. We will talk about the existing practical and scientific guidelines. We will go into more detail with regard to the German easy to understand language rules. This topic covers more aspects than the other videos and treats the situation of easy to understand language in Germany from different viewpoints. Therefore, we have created two videos to cover this topic. In Germany, easy to understand language is differentiated in easy language and plain language. Easy language is strictly normed and is maximally comprehensible. Plain language is not as strictly normed, but covers an area of different complexity stages. It can be adapted to the target groups and the respective target situations. Let's have a look at the different areas of application. Easy to understand language, especially easy language, is widely implemented in legal and administrative communication. The situation has evolved on the basis of the legal situation in Germany that privileges easy language. We will talk about the legislation in a short while. On the basis of the legislation passed on federal level, federal agencies of all kinds, but also federal states, have to offer easy language on their homepages, and there are projects to translate legal and administrative information into easy language. Especially on municipal and local level, there are many interaction texts, for example, municipal services, available in easy language. Political participation is another field where many easy language texts are available. Polling information, programs of political parties, explanations of the German political system, news from different news media, etc. News are actually available in easy as well as in plain language. An example for a regular easy language news offer are the daily news of the North German Broadcasting Association. If you're interested, you can visit their homepage and see how they provide this service. Offers in the field of public health are also growing. In this field, it is especially plain and not easy language that is used. Still quite rare are multimodal services in easy language, but there are some examples like the fairy tales in easy language and sign language. Literature in easy language is very rare in Germany, and there is no state funding in place to promote such offers. Very active are museums that are open to broad and diverse audience, and they increasingly offer easy language. But there are many other contexts where information in easy to understand languages is needed and wished for by the target groups, but are still lacking. In the field of legislation, the central pillar is the Federal Act on Equal Opportunities of Persons with Disabilities, the German Behindertengleichstellungsgesetz, or short BGG. This law was passed first in 2002 and amended in 2016 and 2018. The 2016 amendment, in this version, a paragraph is contained on comprehensibility and easy language. It became effective in January 2018. This paragraph states that official notices, general rulings, public law contracts and forms should on request be explained in plain language and, if it does not suffice, in easy language. That means easy as well as plain language are mentioned, and we can see the continuum of comprehensibility, the different stages of complexity that we mentioned before. Authorities may try with plain language first, but if this doesn't work, they have to go for easy language. Paragraph 11 is limited to certain text types of legal communication and to persons with cognitive and psychological disabilities. Nevertheless, this law has boosted the implementation of easy-to-understand language in Germany. The Federal Act on Equal Opportunities of Persons with Disabilities is implemented through different regulations. The most important for easy language is the Accessible Information Technology Regulation, in German Barrierefreie Informationstechnikverordnung, BITV 2.0, BITV 2.0, in its version from 2011. It regulates the accessibility of websites, mobile apps, e-government tools, and graphical interfaces. This regulation states that every federal agency has to have easy language offers on their homepages. In addition, the BITV 2.0 contains an appendix with 13 basic rules for the creation of easy language content. This makes the Accessible Information Technology Regulation an important promoter of easy language in Germany. On a rather political administrative level, there are the national action plans that were drafted in 2016 and 2011 to concretely implement the UN Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities, short UNCRPD, on a national level. They contain many measures evolving around communicative accessibility in general, among which easy language. The national action plans for the implementation of the UNCRPD is not a binding document, but rather a letter of intent. Nevertheless, its implementation is being monitored, and easy language is mentioned several times. You can find more information about the UNCRPD in the video lecture Unit 1, Easy to Understand Language, Element 2, Legislation, Standards and Guidelines, video lecture Legislation, International Perspective. Plain language, on the other hand, is mentioned in the National Action Plan Health Literacy that was passed in 2018 as a means to improve health literacy of the broader population, especially the vulnerable groups that tend to have reduced health literacy and are disproportionately often faced also with communication difficulties. The main idea of the National Action Plan Health Literacy is that health literacy can only develop on a basis of accessible health information. Plain language is seen as the tool of choice to achieve this goal. We will continue on the research on easy and plain language and the rule sets used in Germany in our next presentation. This video lecture has been prepared by Sergio Hernandez and Christiane Maas from the University of Hildesheim. You can reach us at easit@unihildesheim.de.
The project EASIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EASIT project:
Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Universidad de Studi di Trieste, Universidad de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexie Verbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod Risa.
Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.